is the Don and Mike Show.
6.7.
Let me write down that. This is Big John Studd, and I never listen to Donna and Mike. For Donna and Mike. Donna and Mike. This is Big John Studd, and I never listen to Donna and Mike. I gotta hold this up. That's okay. I do this. I do a lot of these, and it takes me a while. This is Big John Studd, and I never listen to Don and never listen to Don and Mike. This is Big John Studd, and I never listen to Don and Donna and Mike. I want to say Donna and Mike.
Take one.
Quiet, please. Recording.
Go again. I found a way to cook.
Take two.
I found a way to cook extra good. Come on over and try my crispy. It's entirely different, and yet it's just as tender and tasty. No, and it's just as finger-licking good, right, Milton? You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that real crispy crust that some folks like. And it's just as tender and juicy, and I'll get it now. I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that crispy, the real crispy chicken crust. Yet it's entirely different. No.
This will be Wild Lines 30, take one.
And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Stop again.
He said cut it.
Go ahead.
And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. Yet tender and juicy. I said it.
That's right, cut it.
This is Big John Studd, and I never listen to Don and Mike on 106.7. This is Big John Studd, and I never listen to Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK. This is Big John Studd, and I never listen to Don and Mike. You're going to edit this out, right?
Take two.
Colonel, if you read it. Okay, we're recording.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe.
Take three.
It's entirely different. But it's, now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Let me get that scratched off of there and quit looking at it.
Quiet, please.
That real crusty, real what kind of damn crispy crust.
Okay. This is Big John Studd. I never listen to Don and Mike on 106.7. This is Big John Studd, and I never listen to Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK radio.
It's really different. Now you can have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe and my new extra crisp.
Crispy.
New extra crispy. I thought I said that. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from.
Cut it.
It's entirely different. Yet every bit is finger-licking good, you see. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down to get that real crispy crust some folks like. I better do that again, huh?
Yes. All right. Cut.
You don't want me to sing, do you, for Christ's sake?
We're rolling. This is the good one. Take five.
Most folks have heard about
it. All right, that's good. Good, very nice.
That's why folks call it finger licking good. That's why folks call it finger licking good.
All right, I'm not getting anywhere with this damn thing.
Okay, fine.
The Don and Mike Show.
The Shameful Joy Boys. Don and Mike.
Right. And welcome, everybody, to the best of Don and Mike right here on 106.7 WJFK. Every weekday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. I'm your host, Artinger, here, the legendary Joe Artinger, with you on this gorgeous Thursday afternoon. In case you haven't looked out your window, it looks like December winter weather is back with us once again. Anyway, Best of Don and Mike leading up to Don and Mike live at 3 o'clock. And you do want to listen live at 3, and I'll tell you why. Just for listening today, you could... hi, Rob.
Joe, it's Christmas.
It is Christmas already?
Pretty much. I'm feeling Christmassy.
Are you? Well, that's good, Rob.
Got to go. But it's nice to see you. Have I messed up your timing yet?
Not at all. We've got plenty to burn.
Well, then let's take a... What do we have coming up? What do you have for prizes?
What I have today is WWE Armageddon prize packs, Rob. Don't miss WWE Armageddon live Sunday, December 12th, only on in-demand pay-per-view.
That's pronounced Armageddon.
Armageddon, you're right. And, oh, here's something you could use, $500 in laser loot from Georgetown Laser Hair Removal.
Maybe I could use that laser to remove my hippie-like hair that's growing on my head.
That's exactly what I was talking about.
Very good.
But that hair is making you a very wealthy man, and perhaps I'll get a very nice Christmas present from you this year.
Yes, perhaps.
Perhaps.
Goodbye.
Maybe not. Anyway, let's get into the Best of Don and Mike. It's all things Matt LeBlanc. I know you've been wondering about Matt LeBlanc. You're driving down the road saying, Joe... Let's hear about Matt LeBlanc. It's the Best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
So, you know, these actors on Friends, they're nice enough, they're likable, they're overpaid. Yeah, you know, they're pleasant to look at. It's a nice, dumb show on Thursday night. Everybody watches it.
They're easy on the eye.
But they're not changing the face of television.
No, no, not at all.
And up to this point, I've not seen any of them interviewed where they... are acting that way. I mean, I've seen Jennifer Aniston, and she says, oh, it's a show.
Right.
I've seen Lisa Kudrow. She has a show. Matthew Perry, even he has just said it. Yeah.
Now, I have seen Matt LeBlanc on with Leno, and he has a little perspective problem.
Well, let me share the article with you.
Sure.
Pal Joey. Call his character sweet or sexy, but not dumb.
Oh, of course not.
Says Matt LeBlanc. One of America's best friends is falling in love with a friend of his own. Tonight on Friends, Joey finally acknowledges he has feelings for Rachel. That's a big step for him and for Matt LeBlanc, the actor who has played Joey for 8 years. Sexually charged and somehow still blissfully innocent, Joey has served as the comic relief from the show's weightier romantic storylines.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen to this. Here's the first sign the guy's absolutely full of himself.
Right.
With rare exceptions, Matt LeBlanc says he is the team's fullback.
Oh, God.
The guy, this is a quote, the guy who comes in with a giant joke and is very light and doesn't have any heavier dramatic moments in the show. The dramatic stuff is more Monica Chandler, Rachel Ross. This is really fun. This is just different.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, because Monica gives us so much drama.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because Chandler gives us so much drama.
Mm-hmm.
Joey, you're the fullback.
Yeah, you're the heavy-duty jokester.
Different may be an understatement. Now you're going to hear a quote from the co-creator of the show, the producer of the show. This is life-altering for Joey. The fact that tonight he's going to tell Rachel that he has feelings for her. Joey didn't know what he wanted. It turns out he's not as shallow as he thought he was.
Oh my God, it's a TV show.
Hey, yeah. We're talking about a made-up guy here.
Right.
Listen, I got news for you. Joey's not three-dimensional. Joey's made up.
Right.
Joey is shallow because he's not real.
Absolutely.
Let me see. The producer also hopes the story will help change the way people think about Matt LeBlanc, who she believes doesn't get his just due, perhaps because his comic style seems so effortless.
Oh, poor Joey. Yes.
I think he's the most underrated actor of the six of them. Oh, yeah, he was good in that movie with the monkey. Ed.
Jesus, this is too much.
I absolutely adore him. He's fun, he's perceptive, and he's smart.
Yes, he's great, 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 great.
So now you're hearing just the producer. Wait till you hear, actually, Matt LeBlanc, what he has to say. Sitting in his rose-colored, candlelit dressing room.
Oh, my God. Wow.
On the first day back from his Christmas break, the 34-year-old actor seemed slightly embarrassed by the praise and by the interview.
Duh! I'm just a little uncomfortable being singled out. Duh! I'm just part of an ensemble.
Yeah, that's the fake modesty that they always throw in, right?
Well, yes. that he's a crucial component of that ensemble.
Can this guy crawl any further into his butt?
LeBlanc has created a uniquely likable character, a womanizer whose sexual narcissism is outweighed by his generosity of spirit, what? His joy for life, and his complete devotion to his friends.
Well, what the hell?
Right.
What are we doing here? This is a television show.
This is the dumb guy on Friends.
Right.
Okay?
Who's the guy that wrote the article?
You want the synopsis of the character? He's the dumb guy on Friends.
That's right. That's
who he is. In the wake of the show's success...
Robert Bianco, that's who wrote it.
In the wake of the show's success, many sitcoms added Joey clones to their casts. Uh-huh. But without the sweet spin LeBlanc puts on the character...
Hi, Robert. This is Craig Wilson. Do you have any whiteout I can use over here?
Yes, there is.
What they got were annoyingly stupid stud puppets. Yet LeBlanc hesitates to admit even the most obvious point. It's been a very good season for Joey.
Duh. Yeah, I guess. Duh. Look, they've all been good seasons for Joey. Duh. I feel fortunate to be part... of something that is so great and well-received and well-written. I enjoy it here.
So do 26 million people a week. As Friends enjoys a creative and ratings resurgence that is rare as it is unexpected.
My God, can you imagine anything ever being written like this about us?
Amazing.
After the painful events of September 11th, many experts in the TV industry thought a fantasy sitcom set in New York would no longer sit well with viewers.
Oh, right. Who said that?
I don't recall anyone ever saying after the Twin Towers were destroyed that Friends would not be a popular show anymore.
Many experts in the TV industry. I love when they write things like that.
Vague. Very vague.
But instead, the show is drawing its largest audience since 1996. LeBlanc has heard the theory that familiar favorites... such as Friends are serving as a source of comfort in a time of need.
Oh, my God.
But like most of us, he has no idea whether there's any truth to the notion.
I want to talk about a schmooze puff piece here.
The quotes from him are great.
Will he write this writer a check?
As an only child who grew up in Massachusetts, blah, 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 LeBlanc got his start in New York as a model.
Hi there.
Surprise.
Duh!
On the back wall of his dressing room, he has a picture of the lower Manhattan skyline with the World Trade Center in the foreground.
Duh! I'll keep that there. If anything, it means more now.
Extremely profound.
Very nice.
Of course, the show wouldn't be much comfort if it also weren't funny. LeBlanc thinks the writing has been particularly strong this year, and he believes the series has benefited from Rachel's pregnancy, which has steered the show back to its original Ross-Rachel focus.
So somebody who likes Friends that's writing this article.
So.
I mean, I couldn't tell you. I mean, I know that... Matthew Perry is married to Courtney Cox, right?
I don't know.
That's all I know about Friends.
Not in real life, though.
No, but I mean on the show they're married. Like all the actors, and I know Jennifer Aniston's pregnant.
Yes, right. She is.
On the show and allegedly in real life she's also pregnant. I mean, that's the rumor. Right. Like all the actors, LeBlanc says he's proud of the work he's done on Friends, and he's protective of his character.
Yes, protect that character.
There's one reason he's worried about Joey's attraction to Rachel. He's always thought of Rachel as a sister. When he heard about the story, his first thought was that it was incestuous.
Oh, God.
Please.
God, I mean, can we take it a little more serious?
He's right to be concerned. Anytime a show tampers with the relationships among its characters, it risks fans' revolt.
Woo!
Viewers may see the plot twist as contrived or even lazy.
No.
First, Chandler hooks up with Monica. Now, Joey pursues Rachel. What's more, the story alters the chemistry the show has worked so hard to establish. And if fans don't buy it, getting out of the story would be harder than getting in.
Oh, no.
Friends' continued success is a considerable financial interest to Warner Brothers, blah, 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 blah. Peter Roth, the president of Warner Brothers, says he was a little concerned when the Joey-Rachel story was broached. But after he read the script and saw how tastefully the story was handled in the episode, his worries went away. Now, this is...
Is there any negative in here?
This is the president of Warner Brothers. Here's a quote from him. In lesser hands, it might be of some concern. But in the hands of these writers, in the hands of two such wonderful actors, we have no worries.
Boy, just print it. Print it when it comes right from the studio executive.
Okay. You're talking about Joey
telling
Rachel that he likes her.
Right.
On Friends.
That's it. I mean, we're reading a little too much into it.
And for this, they're having meetings. We're hearing from the president of Warner Brothers. LeBlanc insists he doesn't know where the story's headed, and he doesn't want to know. because he doesn't want to be disappointed.
Well, if he gets hit by a bus, I bet he'd want to know.
If women want to hug and console him, most of the credit goes to LeBlanc for bringing a sweetness to the role that hadn't been envisioned. LeBlanc prefers to share the credit, but he does say he lobbied for a change in Joey's original libido level.
I'd lobby for this change, duh.
Duh!
And when I go,
duh,
I'm reading a quote from LeBlanc.
Duh! In the pilot, duh, Joey tried to sleep with all the girls on the show. Duh! I said, if this Joey guy can't have a platonic relationship with at least these three women on the show, then why would they be friends with him? Right. I don't buy they would like this guy or want to have this guy at their home. If he's constantly hitting on them.
Another profound statement from Joey.
One thing that hasn't changed is Joey's startling inability to grasp the obvious. Indeed, some of the show's funniest moments have come from LeBlanc's delayed reactions to the world around him. It could be as complex as Joey's refusal to see that Chandler was falling for one of his girlfriends, or as simple as the just-a-beat-late flash of recognition he gave when he was the last to figure out the father of Rachel's baby.
Oh, my God.
But whatever you do, don't call Joey dumb.
Who says I'm dumb?
God.
Duh! I don't think he's dumb,
LeBlanc insists.
Duh! I think he's wrong. He's absolutely sure he's right. Duh, the only problem is, he's not.
This is very deep stuff.
Wow.
There have been episodes where I wonder, duh, wow, how did he get his shoes tied this morning? But I guess that's the license you have in television.
Wow. Let's take it a little more seriously.
Amazing.
The downside.